So if you're someone who is always launching a new project, a podcast, a newsletter, maybe a new initiative at work, and you kind of find that after a few months, your focus starts to drift a little, or maybe the feedback you get is, I like it, but I'm not really sure what it is, Bill. If that's you, then this deep dive is definitely for you. We're looking at a source today that gives this, well, it's an elegant but really strict two-part framework for defining the absolute core of your project's identity. And this isn't about writing some vague mission statement. It's more of a tactical recipe for just total coherence.
Exactly. And the core problem it's built to solve is that project drift, which, is really just inconsistency. It's inconsistency mixed with a lack of an immediate defensible purpose. If you can't state clearly why your project exists, what the source calls its core identity, you're just creating work for your audience, and they'll leave. So our mission today is to pull apart the exact components you need to build this two-part structure. A clear, repeatable promise, and a mini manifesto to go with it. The whole point here is to show you how this strict structure actually becomes your advantage and make sure your project's purpose is clear instantly every single time.
Okay, let's unpack that because the source material isn't messing around here, is it? It gives some like non-negotiable architectural rules. So before we even get into strategy, what are the two deliverables we're aiming for?
The objective is all about structure, and it is rigid. We're getting away from abstract ideas and into defined, almost quantifiable rules. By the end of this, you'll have two required components. Number one, the promise. And this has to be exactly one sentence. And number two, the manifesto, which must have exactly three bullet points. And that constraint, that forced brevity, that's the secret weapon here. It just leaves no room for ambiguity.
That constraint is surprisingly practical. It forces you to prioritize strategy over, I don't know, idealism. It takes away that comfortable luxury of using five paragraphs to explain an idea that should really only take a single breath. And critically, the source makes it clear that one sentence promise has to be totally listener-centric. It's about the outcome. It's not about what you do. It's about the tangible result they get.
Exactly. The whole perspective shifts. The structure is built to answer one question for the audience right away. After following me, you. And that immediately changes the calculation from the creator's effort to the listener's gain. It forces you to define value, not just activity.
Okay, so let's spend a minute on the promise itself. This is the external guarantee, right? The main sales pitch. We know it has to be one sentence. But, strategically, what makes that single sentence so vital in today's noisy world?
Well, its function is really twofold: clarity and repeatability. The promise needs to be so simple that you can repeat it, and more importantly, your audience can repeat it effortlessly, identically, every time. Think of it like a slogan with a built-in ROI. If you can't repeat it consistently, they won't absorb it. And worse, they can't recommend it. This is how you turn listeners into, well, free marketing.
And that single sentence rule really tests whether you understand your own utility. When you're forced into that kind of brevity, there's just no space for filler words or ambiguity. The strategic implication is huge. A new person finds your project, they read or hear that one sentence, and they instantly get the ROI. They can decide right then, yes, this is for me, or nope, not what I need. It filters the market for you.
And what's fascinating is how the source ties the structure directly to tangible, measurable results. The template is absolute. After following me, you do what? This really demands honesty. If your promise is vague, like, after following me, you will feel inspired, it fails. Inspiration isn't measurable, it's not repeatable. It has to be a specific utilitarian action or a transformation.
Can you give us an example, like a vague promise versus a specific one in the real world?
Sure. Let's imagine a cooking project. A vague, sort of non-compliant promise might be, after following me, you will learn to be a better chef.
Yeah.
It's nice, but it's overwhelming. A specific compliant promise could be, after following me, you will master one complex French pastry technique every week. Still one sentence, but now it's measurable, it's time-bound, and it's a guarantee. It manages expectations perfectly.
That makes perfect sense. So the promise is the guarantee of a payoff. But I mean, the hardest part of any project isn't making the promise, it's keeping it over and over. You need some kind of internal governance for that. So let's talk about the mini manifesto. If the promise is what the listener gets, what's the role of those three bullets?
The manifesto is the project's constitution. It's the internal rulebook for consistency, for coherence. If the promise is the sales guarantee, the manifesto is the standard operating procedure that guarantees you can actually build that thing consistently. And if you're on a team, the manifesto makes sure everyone is aiming for the exact same standard, avoiding the same mistakes, and understands the project's its non-negotiables.
And this is where the strategic depth really comes in, because those three bullet points, they're not arbitrary. They're designed to define your boundaries, your scope, and your ambition all at once. So what are those three mandatory pillars?
There are three distinct declarations that force you to be clear with yourself. One, the core rule. This is what you do always, your main commitment. It has to align directly with the promise. Two, the constraint. This is what you do not do, the line you won't cross. This is so important because it defines your niche by exclusion. And three, the ambition. This is what you want to change or disrupt. Why do you need to exist? This defines your unique structural element.
Okay, I think this is a point where we have to pause and maybe introduce a little skepticism. I get the value of rules, but isn't defining what you do not do a bit dangerous for the long term? I mean, what if market trends change or your audience starts wanting something you've explicitly ruled out? Doesn't that rigidity just stifle adaptation?
That's a really important question, and it gets right to the tactical challenge. The constraint pillar is rigid, yes, but it forces a strategic choice. You're choosing to be essential for a small group, instead of just, you know, palatable to everyone. If you find you have to pivot, you're not adapting the project, you're launching a new one. You need a new promise and a new manifesto. When you write down what you do not do, you're defining your scope. You're telling your audience, we already made these time-consuming decisions for you.
Yeah.
If you promise speed, your constraint has to be utility over thoroughness. If the market later demands thoroughness, you haven't failed. You've completed your first project, and now you might launch a second one for a different audience. It protects the integrity of the original.
I see. So the manifesto is basically a high fidelity filter. If every piece of content you make has to pass through those three pillars, does it follow the rule? Does it break the constraint? Does it hit the ambition? You just dramatically lower the chance of straying off message. That's how you build a reliable content machine.
Precisely. It creates reliable patterns, and listeners crave reliable patterns. They know when they show up, they will always get the core rule, they will never get the constraint, and they can always rely on the ambition being met. That kind of predictability builds incredible loyalty.
So to make this framework less abstract, let's look at the example from the source material. It's for a creator promising utility in a very short format. What was the promise in that example?
The promise was, in 15 minutes, you transform an idea into an episode with hook, outline, and call to action.
Okay, let's break that down. It's perfectly listener-centric. You transform. It's highly measurable, 15 minutes, which tells you right away this is about utility, not theory. And the outcome is specific. Hook, outline, CTA, you know exactly what you're washing away with. It's a really actionable payoff.
And notice the emphasis is on structure. It doesn't promise quality. It promises completion and structural elements. That's key, because structural completion is a measurable guarantee, whereas subjective quality isn't. It's a promise they can keep every single time. It reinforces that repeatability we talked about.
Okay, now let's see how the manifesto, that internal rulebook, supports that very specific, time-sensitive promise. The goal here is to show how the three pillars guarantee that 15-minute transformation is even possible. So, point number one, the core rule, the what you do always, was practical first.
And that immediately guarantees the speed. If the creator always prioritizes practical application, they inherently have to cut out the theoretical fluff and historical context, the things that bloat content and would break that 15-minute promise.
Huh.
The rule supports the time constraint.
Right. And point number two, the constraint, the what you do not do, was no long theory.
This is that explicit boundary. It solidifies the time frame. It basically tells a listener, if you want the deep academic dive, you need to go somewhere else. We are all about speed and immediate use.
Mm.
This boundary reinforces the promise by defining what you're saving the listener from.
And then finally, point number three, the ambition. The what you want to change or disrupt was, every episode ends with a checklist.
Yeah, and this is a brilliant disruption mechanism. It guarantees a structural element that helps with immediate application. They aren't just giving you information. They're disrupting standard information delivery by adding a tool, an actionable tool that ensures you can actually perform the transformation they promised. It turns passive listening into active homework.
The symmetry there is just stunning. The manifesto pillars, practical first, no long theory, checklist, they don't just describe the project. They justify and guarantee the single sentence promise. In 15 minutes, you transform an idea into an episode.
The framework holds up perfectly. This whole system just stutters. It eliminates ambiguity for the audience and for the creator. The audience trusts the external guarantee, and the creator has a simple rule book to follow.
And if we bring this back to you, the listener, who needs knowledge quickly, but also thoroughly, this is vital. It's designed to make sure a project stays laser focused, so you're never confused about what you're getting. You're defining your lane so specifically that you become the only option for people who need that exact measurable result.
It really is clarity as a competitive advantage. Mm-hmm. Writing the promise might take you 15 minutes, but adhering to it for 15 years, that's the real challenge. And that's what the manifesto is for. It defines the structure for sustainable output.
Which brings us to the final, really crucial, actionable takeaway from this source. Because defining the promise and manifesto is just the starting pistol. The source gives a critical next step, the prossimo passo, for what to do immediately.
Right. The takeaway is, don't just sit on this document. You have to take your new one-sentence promise and your three-bullet manifesto and use them immediately. Use them to create three consistent pilot episodes or pieces of content. And here's the stress test. You have to make sure that one pilot piece aligns primarily with your core rule, the second aligns with your constraint, and the third really demonstrates your ambition.
That is the ultimate coherence check. If your three pillars are practical first, no long theory, and ends with a checklist, you need three pilots. One pilot would focus entirely on a practical application. Another would have to show why cutting the long theory saved time. And the third pilot must demonstrate how useful that checklist is as the final piece.
It forces the framework out of comfortable theory and into immediate measurable practice. It proves whether your internal rules are actually sustainable or if they were just nice words on a page. You find out right away if you've accidentally written a manifesto that contradicts your own promise.
A perfect place to leave this deep dive. If you are wrestling with project coherence, just ask yourself right now, how clear, how measurable, and how repeatable is your project's promise? And do you have a published internal constitution, a manifesto that guarantees it?
Define your rules, or someone else will. The real deep dive starts when you ask yourself, if I eliminated one thing from my project entirely, what competitive gap would I suddenly fill?
Thanks for diving deep with us. We'll catch you next time.